Perhaps one of the most important results of this battle was that Darius I, the Persian king, grew aware of the Greeks to the west. And once again, we're hearing this story through the mouth of the Greek historian Herodotus, so he has a very Greek perspective on these things. But the fact of the matter is that Darius I did send an invading army to attack Athens in the year 490 BC. And this, of course, is one of the great, most famous battles of antiquity, the Battle of Marathon. The Battle of Marathon, this great battle between the huge Persian army and the small defending army of Athens, is one of the most famous tales of antiquity, where the Athenians, fighting for democracy and their independence, were able to defeat a vast army made up of conscripts. And of course, the Athenians, the victors in all this, made a big deal of the fact that they were fighting as free men against subjects of an alien king. But they didn't have that long to gloat, because 10 years later, Darius I's successor, a man named Xerxes, also sent armies to Greece, and this time achieved great victories. First over the Spartans at Thermopylae, that famous battle where all the Spartans died trying to defend a narrow pass against the Persians. And then the Persians burnt the city of Athens, destroying the great center of Athena on the Acropolis. A combined Greek force, however, did eventually defeat the Persians, first in a sea battle at Salamis, an island off the coast of Athens around 480 BC, and then in a land battle at a place called Plataea in 479 BC. Again, the Greeks celebrated the fact that they were fighting as free men against a Persian army that was made up of conquered peoples. And to celebrate their victory, the Greeks set up a monument to honor the god Apollo at his sanctuary at Delphi. The monument took the form of three giant coiled snakes that bore on their head a golden tripod. The bodies of the snakes were intertwined, and on their coils were inscribed the names of the cities that helped defeat the Persians under the heading Those Who Fought in the War. Now, I mention this monument because we will meet it again at the very last of our lectures when it's moved to Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul. Now, in order to prevent the Persians from attacking Athens again, because, of course, the Persians had attacked twice, even after this defeat, the Greeks had no idea whether the Persians would attack one more time, the Athenians created a navy called the Delian League that patrolled the seas and also helped liberate the Ionians and other Greeks living on the Anatolian coast from Persian authority. And this league worked very well. It was centered on the island of Delos, and members of the league would either give money or ships to this massive navy run by Athens. And the Athenians were able to patrol the coast against any Persian attacks, but also liberate their brothers in Ionia and elsewhere. Unfortunately, by the early 4th century BC, as we'll see, these Greek cities actually went back under Persian control, where they remained until the arrival of Alexander the Great in 336 BC.